And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick is taking a little rest day. It's the babies are working him over, I guess, a little bit. You know, he's got the two babies now. And
every 3 hours.
Now he's at school, and so he wanted a little rest day. So I say, absolutely, man. Jump on it, for sure. So
that triangulated S on his chest.
Yeah.
Super dad.
Yeah, for sure. So Ricky will be back next Saturday, but Corey and I are just hosting you. We're hosting your phone calls, your texts, and lots of fun here today. And giving away a great prize to caller and texter, right?
Pete, I always say it, man. You give away such cool stuff on this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
and
many cool things.
That we have people that donate those.
Right. And Booger, you know, giving us, or Ryan from off to San Diego, giving us a full day trip.
Yeah.
Full day trip and Bill Varney's 2024 calendar. So one lucky caller, texter, is getting that. And if you want to give us a call, lines are full at the moment. But when a line frees up, 213-432-1090, or you can text us. A lot of texts coming through.
Yes.
Text us only via the app. It's a one-way deal. I know we talk about it often, but some people aren't familiar. It's super easy. When you download the app.
Free download.
Super easy. It goes nowhere else but to Pete. And that text, it says right there, text the show. Just touch the tab right there, and you'll be able to send us a message. It's a one-way deal. So you want to leave your name and your telephone number so we have a way to contact you back,
right,
if you win.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information, lots of good stuff, both freshwater, saltwater. Got it covered in Western Outdoor News, and of course, you can always check out what's going on Let's Talk Hookup in there, too. So this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Speaking of which, did you see last week the, you maybe didn't.
I did not.
They had a picture of a guy in the San Diego River in Mission Valley with a dark coho, a Chinook.
No way.
Like, I'm guessing 17, 18, 20 pounds.
Really?
Seriously. So,
wow.
An absolute beautiful fish. It looks like something that wouldn't be in the picture.
There, no.
It's got all the trees in the background, the Mission Valley.
That's unreal.
Unreal. Seriously.
Yeah.
And the legitimacy, it's dark. It's been in the fresh water.
Yeah.
It's got a hook jaw going. It wants to spawn.
It's on a spawn.
It wants to spawn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow,
and
that's
so
amazing. I'll have to check that out.
So in the Surf Report.
That's the kind of stuff you get in Western Outdoor News. You got little tidbits like that. So
exactly.
Be sure to check it out. Definitely. I didn't get back to late last night, so I'm just kind of catching up, right?
And late it was, and early this morning it was, too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Appreciate your patience, and good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always nice to just have a show where you're just talking stuff. So my question for Pete, and then I have a couple for Corey. Pete, you still got your boat, and then Corey, when you go to El Salto, how many setups do you take? I've never been. It's in my thing that I want to do, but so I can gear up for it. What should I expect to take?
So as far as my boat, I sold Field Research, my 36 Pacifica, to some cool guys that run a whale watch trip out of Mission Bay. Unfortunately for them, but maybe fortunate for somebody else, the boat's back on the market because they couldn't do what they were hoping. They were trying to get a thing where they could carry 10 passengers, and they found that it was too expensive and too long a process for them. So they put the boat back on the market. It's back on the market. I know Chris Roop, who listed it for me, is the broker on record. So that incredible boat is back on the market. I'm working on a new one. I'll leave it at that for now. And something's coming in 2024 to sit at my dock for sure.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
That boat was so beautiful. Field Research. I felt fortunate.
It's somebody, whoever's going to grab it up. I know there were a couple people that he's got a hot on the prospect, but it's going to be have a great boat out.
But Pete, you had us so tricked out, it's man, with the Seakeeper and everything else on there.
New engines, great electronics.
The deck padding, the whole thing.
Yeah, the sea deck. Yeah,
yes.
From them. Yeah,
it's tricked out in every way.
Yeah, so it's back on the market. You can see it in the yacht world, and go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you?
So was it El Salto? You was mentioned. So the outfits for El Salto, I'm a man of simplicity. Remember that. But I still have roughly six outfits. And it's a lead-headed 5-inch Viejos, a couple rods with a shallow crank, a little bit deeper crank, a medium range. Crankbaits, whether you're at Picacho's, El Salto, is always going to be a part of your game. At some point somewhere. And, if the 4-inch weedless or a 5-inch weedless somewhere in there, topwater rod for the morning. And that topwater rod, I usually change to the 5-inch weedless, pretty heavy leader on that too. So I keep it pretty darn simple. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate you hanging in there. A great text here from Ted, and he has several questions, but I'm gonna bring up his first one here. On the Searcher last year, Captain Mike had us on foamers, but they would not bite. Ha, common problem, right? I was on the bow throwing a Colt Sniper, and the deckhand threw a dark swim bait with a 2-ounce lead head, hooked and handed one of the few fish that afternoon. Corey, does the casting a swim bait to bluefin tuna, and if so, what size, color, swim bait, and lead head would you use?
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
It is. I would almost say you're asking the wrong guy. But
I
make a swim
bait. It works, though. I can tell you. I've done it.
It does. And, God, I don't know, man. It just... Those darn foamers can be so fickle.
Yeah.
Anybody will tell you that. And...
One thing we want to say is definitely want to use a heavier hook, right?
Change your, if you're popper or whatever you're using.
But no, I'm talking about casting the lead head. Like I'd say an ounce lead head, but one of those, what do they call those hooks that are just a little beefier?
It was made by, they're made by Leadmaster, or late Jim Pierce.
Yeah.
And they're called Tuna Tough.
Tuna Tough, yes.
The Tuna Tough, it's just a really thick, forged cadmium hook.
Yeah. Ounce and a half lead head, something that mimics maybe that smaller bait that they're eating, something with a little silver flash on it, Corey.
I'll tell you what
I've had success with that.
And I'll tell you what I did try. So the one year they were on really small bait fish, little 2.5, 3-inch chovy.
Yeah, yeah.
I went as far as going back to my youth and trying a water bobber.
Oh,
Okay, and a 3-inch swim bait.
Yeah,
I tried that. I could not get a bite.
Couldn't get a bite.
But that doesn't mean they won't eat it. It's almost like
I've heard that same thing with guys very successful with using flies, clouser minnows and stuff like that,
right.
Using with the bubble and
they'll
passing
work.
It out on a spin
they'll
rod
work
or
for
a light,
sure.
a light rod.
Pete, there's 100 ways to do it. And
but I don't think it's such a bad idea to throw out a swim bait as long as you have a little tougher hook on that swim bait. Ounce and a half lead head, I think, would be a good
choice. You'll get the distance. You could keep it down. Let me give you some food for thought on that too, is try cutting that main hook off and using the assist hooks from a split ring. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Just food for thought?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
just,
and you want to be sure to glue that head on.
You could, 100%.
Glue the swim bait.
100%.
With super glue.
I always do anyway.
Yeah. All right. Great. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
Yeah, they're full, Pete. We need to get back at it. Rich and Bradley, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Listened early to your talk about how you use the weedless swim bait in the surf, but I didn't really catch the details on the leader material. And one other question is, when we listened to Gundy's report, he didn't mention anything about using the weedless in the surf, especially in the northern beaches that he was covering, like around Jamal and any of those zones up north. And I'm wondering if you could maybe fill in some of those details on the leader length and pound test, and or do you just tie it directly to your 50-pound braid?
Yeah, good, very good questions, Rich. And don't ever tie your braid straight to that, because if you hook a 20-pound halibut or better, or you are fortunate enough to catch even a legal white sea bass, you'd probably either rip hooks or break them off or do something crazy. I always like that buffer of a heavy fluorocarbon leader. And I've used 30 before in super clean water, but there's no reason to go that light. I know it seems heavy, but I use a 40-pound Seaguar Blue Label. I've used a 50-pound gold before, just because of the skinnier diameter.
That gold is so. That gold is gold.
It is.
Yeah.
It works great.
Yeah.
So I use a very short fluorocarbon leader. The reason that you don't hear it talked about a lot, Rich, is you're not going to catch a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Like most guys want to, and I've mentioned it on here before, a lot of guys just want to go catch fish.
Right.
And you're not going to catch 20 perch. You're not going to catch 20 halibut. You're I'm targeting a specific bite. I'm hoping to get several bites during the morning.
Some big.
And very likely, if I get three bites, one or two of them are going to be much larger than larger.
And you want to take that fish and eat it, right?
Honestly. With all honesty, that thing is stacked up so quick.
Absolutely.
I love it. They're really good.
Out of it, the surf, man. Oh, so good.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Rich. Appreciate that very much. Hey, here's a question from Button. He says, any suggestions for winter San Diego Bay fishing for bay bass and halibut? And, boy, oh, boy, you talk about a resource we have right in our backyard and any bay in Southern California. I'm talking Newport Bay, Dana Point, Oceanside, I mean, San Pedro, Pedro, or
you're right.
Everywhere, Huntington.
There's
great winter bay bass and halibut fishing.
Absolutely, like you mentioned, every harbor up and
every
down.
Harbor.
But we are so fortunate. I've mentioned it, and we use the term blessed. We're fortunate, whatever. We are blessed to have this San Diego Bay right here in our backyard.
Right, yeah.
There's so much diversity in life. What's
right.
different, I think, Pete, about San Diego Bay than Mission Bay or Oceanside
or some of the
Dana,
other
Newport, all of them.
Yeah.
We have 50, 60 feet of water.
Deep water.
There's a lot of big black sea bass that live in the harbor.
Really?
There. Yes.
I have never. That's one thing I've never caught in San Diego.
Oh
Bay,
yeah.
The black
and
sea
there
bass.
Are. We. I've hooked and caught black sea bass
no
all
kidding.
The way back beyond G Street.
Wow.
Okay. Downtown.
Yeah. But the diversity in this bay is unbelievable.
Crazy.
You've got Corvina. You've got
shortfin
Corvina, barracuda, bonefish, halibut.
Everything.
You know, you've got bonita sometimes, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Halibut, spotted bay bass is like one of the greatest fish on earth.
The
right?
halibut.
The way they pull for their
absolutely.
Size.
But the halibut come in this bay right now, this
right.
time of
oh,
year.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
They're coming in. They levitate when the water outside gets 58, 59, it'll be 62 in the back bay.
Yeah.
And they load up in this harbor.
Oh.
I don't know if it's to spawn or they just want that water temp or whatever the connection is.
Yeah.
Just know. All you have to know is they enter this bay in the wintertime.
So here's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I love fly fishing.
Yes.
And I love indicator fishing for trout in rivers.
Yes.
Or on large body lakes or something like that. A friend of mine was telling me that guys indicator fish with a fly for spotted bay bass.
I can see it.
I could totally see it. But I've got to figure it out. I got to talk to somebody that's done it.
I've never heard it. I've never talked about it. But I could tell you right now that if you're in the back bay and steady 10, 11 feet of water.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have your indicator at 8 feet?
Right.
Be able to get it out there.
Right.
Let your fly sink to that 8 feet.
Right.
And work it that way.
Work it that way, yeah.
I could see you catching a 20-pound halibut.
Could happen. Yeah.
It
holy
would happen.
Mackerel. Yeah. So give us the technique for what baits and what MC swim baits are you selling that work in San Diego Bay for these various species?
There's so many avenues. I mean, it's not just what I make and what I do, but I mean, if you just want to go catch fish and you're taking a young lad or a buddy or an individual, your wife, that you know, maybe family from out of town, maybe Pete's got family coming in from Michigan that want to enjoy beautiful weather, and you just want to go catch fish, the 3-inch swim baits. I mean, that's like a bread and butter.
3-inch
like,
swim bait.
If
color?
Bait fish or orange belly.
It's
secondary.
Black top orange belly. You make one that's it's like Halloween color or something like that. Yeah.
That size of bait, you're going to catch numbers of fish.
And what's your lead head?
3/8 of an ounce, 1/2 ounce.
3/8 ounce. Are you using a square lead head or are you using a darter head?
On that scenario, just a standard regular tri head.
Okay.
But if you want to go catch halibut, like if you want to flip that coin over and go the other way, and you're still going to catch spotted bay bass,
right.
You're still going to catch smaller fish, just fewer of them, but using a larger offering.
Yeah.
Like even the 5-inch Viejos or that size, you could go to a 6 or 7-inch bait. I've talked about it over the decades, Pete. I actually made that 8-inch slug. Wrap your mind around this. I made that 8-inch slug, which is known for calico fishing back in the day. I made that for fishing halibut in San Diego Bay.
No way.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. Because the slug fishing was so good, like with a 5-inch.
So when you're talking about a slug, this is just a tube of
plastic.
Just a straight slug.
A straight-tailed lure. That, yeah, now the...
And then what are you putting on that slug?
The same,
what you talked about before.
The lightest lead head possible.
1/4 inch. Oh, so you're using it as a lead head?
Yes.
Okay.
Because at that point, I know it's
so
different.
So you're talking like 1/4 ounce?
So surf fishing, I'm using the weighted swim bait.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want it to go head down.
All right.
But if you're in the back bay and that 10 to 15 feet of water forever,
right.
I want to get it down. I want it to dart. I want it to...
Oh.
It darts differently with the lead in the front.
What about weeds and stuff?
You just work with it. You don't make a super long cast. You make a half cast, sink it out. If you got weeds right away, you're right there.
Yeah.
You're bringing it back in.
Yeah.
But if you're not weeded up, then you're just popping it and working it. Imagine a fish looking at that and you...
Drive him crazy.
But if you move it 2 feet over by just a light lift of the rod tip, popping it. And that little pop, 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 and then let it sink, it's a reaction bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get fired up talking about it.
Will spotties eat that too?
That's the amazing thing, Pete, is you'll catch everything on that 8-inch slug. Not only a nice halibut, but I was still catching spotted bay bass.
Wow.
Yes. And even the shorter shank, the lead head, the better. They go right for the head.
Wow. That's cool.
I could go on and on.
Yeah, man, there's so much good stuff. I think, go in the bay and experience. Go see Johnny over Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Because the Mission Bay fishery is close to what it is over here.
And Johnny is a master when it comes to selecting baits and heads and stuff like that. A lot of the guys at Dana Landing really know their stuff. And they got a good selection, as well as here at Fisherman's Landing Tackle too. Those guys, a lot of hardcore. The young guys love doing the bait fishing.
They do.
You see them out on the docks here at Fisherman's Landing all the time. I see them
all the
right
time.
Here from the World Headquarters.
Yeah.
So go talk to one of those guys. Get the right stuff and go give it a try.
Bottom line, we're very fortunate to have what we have in our backyard.
Unbelievable year-round fishery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. How about Ryan? Ryan, call from Irvine. Appreciate you joining us, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen, and great show this morning. And I want to get into white sea bass talk, and I'd like to know what's the better bait for squid, whether if it's live, fresh, dead, or frozen, and what's the rigging and how you hook in those things?
Wow.
Man,
okay.
We can go down a deep corridor on this
one. Well, nothing beats live squid.
Period.
I mean, and the next best thing to that, and sometimes the better thing to that, is fresh dead squid.
Yeah.
Because right? Sometimes they eat it better than live, right?
But the connection to all that, Ryan, is having the knowledge of knowing where the squid are.
Right.
Okay, and that's, like Mark Wish will tell you and tell us, that's kind of the key to the whole program, right? So there's so many different layers and avenues to that. You know, if it's squid fishing, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And you want to from my past experience, you want to elevate one, maybe mid water column. If you're in 70 feet of water,
mm-hmm.
elevate one in mid water column. Maybe
sure.
maybe there's two of you fishing. Put one 20 feet below that, and then put one 10 feet off the bottom.
There are literally books written about sea bass
yes.
fishing, and not anyone is correct. Not anyone is right. We have several videos, a couple of videos on our YouTube channel. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, our YouTube channel. Brandon Hayward went into the Brandon Bobber.
Yes.
And that's one technique, using the bobber under or a balloon underneath a live or dead, fresh dead squid,
yeah.
Fishing the areas. But the key is you have to be where the fish are. And generally where the fish are is where that squid is.
Right.
So you're fishing the areas. You got to find. You have to know what squid looks like on your meter. You have to be on a sport boat that is going to be in that zone where the squid are.
And I mean, having your own private boat and doing yeah. that scenario is God.
It
you have to have
time.
The knowledge.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have. It's time on the water. Sea bass fishing is all about time on the water. And if you keep at it and you pay attention to fish dope reports and be where they want to be, like Channel Islands. I mean, we didn't have much of this, a sea bass fishery this year, but Channel Islands had an epic sea bass fishery, and those guys are good at that up there.
And they get them in multitude of different ways,
right.
like the squid fishery
right.
or the fluke fishing they were doing.
Right.
Or
right.
I mean, there's so many ways to do it.
Yeah.
But if you're a SoCal guy, Ryan, and you do have your own boat, you can target the edges of the kelp up and down our coast,
yeah.
all the way up. I mean, even the Channel Islands. And fish a bigger bait. Fish
right.
a mackerel. And that's one of Brandon Hayward's ways, too,
yeah.
with a bobber.
Right.
And to keep that mackerel elevated and not sinking down, making it look wounded. Like, that thing looks like it's been tagged and an easy target for a 30 to 50-pound white sea bass.
You watch the guys in La Jolla fishing kayaks. What are they doing? They're slow-trolling mackerel. Another thing, I know this is Gundy's favorite rig, is the Hamburguesa rig, right?
Yes.
A mackerel behind like a crocodile or a surface iron, even, hooked to the treble and just slow-trolling that.
Well, from what I've been told, I've never done it, Pete, but it wasn't necessarily slow trolling. It was fishing it on the ground
oh.
and sinking it out while you're drifting or
okay.
stationary, so that the mackerel's trying to swim,
right.
but can't because it's got this big old flashy
yeah.
Crocodile.
Yeah.
And we're not talking a 1 ounce crocodile.
Whoa.
We're talking like the big ones,
yes.
like a 5 ounce.
Right,
like,
right.
A big flashy thing it's trying to drag around.
Right.
And it just looks like a wounded, straggling mess.
Yeah.
A hot mess.
Yeah. Because when squid's not around, they're eating something.
Hey,
because they don't get to be 50 pounds.
A human cannot resist a juicy old hamburger
yeah.
put in front of it. Is the reason why it's called a Hamburguesa rig.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out there. Thanks a lot.
That's some good conversation.
Yeah, some really good. But sea bass fishing is just something you have to spend time to.
And
you know, Mark Wish wrote such a great, if you want to fish Catalina and such, In the Gray. If you can find a copy of In the Gray or any of Mark Wish's books available, you can read about stuff there. I have a great thing from Norman here. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
Great text here. Corey, El Salto or Picachos? For the angler going to the fabled Mexican bass lakes for first time, would you recommend El Salto or Picachos? Would you say the guides and accommodation are pretty equivalent? And do you have preference on one lake and why?
Man,
that's such a good question.
Really good conversation.
Yeah. Talking to the right guy here, too,
well,
by the way, Norman.
But you just have to know that I enjoy fishing,
yeah.
right, Pete?
Yeah.
And I enjoy scenery. I enjoy, like, Queen Charlotte's, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. The fishing's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like you have it all in the same
yeah.
trip, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, man, El Salto, number one, has the name.
Yes.
I've seen people from Japan. They come all the way from
mm-hmm.
Japan to fish a lake that is in our backyard.
Yes.
It's literally, you can, an hour and 50-minute flight and an hour and
But the bad Japanese are crazy about
bass fishing.
Yeah.
I've seen people there from Australia.
Yeah.
They come from all around.
Yeah.
So El Salto has the name. There's incredible fishing. It can be tough. It can be good. Just go for the fun.
Yeah.
Picachos is a lot newer. It's a little more jungle-esque. I don't know, for the lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Like vine, like on the steep banks, there's vines hanging down to the water, and there's different animals. The parrots are flying around the trees sometimes.
Yeah. It's more tropical.
It's just
sort of.
Just a degree more, you know, I think. I don't know the right way to say
it. But you see beautiful things in El Salto. I've never been to Picachos. I'm going with you in February.
Pete, the iguanas,
it's totally different.
The
right?
Iguanas are climbing the trees.
Yeah.
They're swimming through the water right in front of you.
But the wild, that's one of the things that really turns me on about El Salto, is the wildlife in the trees. The chachalacas.
Chachalacas.
Are, like, so incredible.
Yeah.
That's an incredible bird.
A turkey slash pheasant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you get, generally speaking, bigger fish potential in El Salto. But what I understand is the fish are growing in Picachos, but you don't get as much pressure, right?
So
there's one, I'm trying to think.
I've had better numbers.
Five different lodges at El Salto. There's two lodges at Picachos.
Pete, I think there's seven lodges that cater to El Salto.
Yeah.
There's three or four of them right on the water.
Yeah.
And two or three that are off the water.
Off the water.
You know, that drive you a little ways.
But you get a lot of pressure because it's so close to Mazatlan at Picachos from the private boaters.
So El Salto is pretty darn remote.
Yes.
But no matter what part of the lake you're at, there's ranches and there's homes
right.
and towns.
Absolutely, yeah.
At Picachos, it's only a 50-minute drive, less than an hour from Mazatlan.
Yeah.
So you think you're like closer, but you're actually more remote. There's less people that live around the lake,
uh-huh.
a little bit smaller lake, but the bass fishing is absolutely crazy. There's a lot of 2 to 3 pounders, and I have fished it for 8 or 9 years. And there always seems to be a good number. You get on a school that has a good number of 4 to 5 pounders in it.
Yeah.
But that's been happening for 6 years. Like, where?
Yeah.
And they're healthy as heck.
Yeah.
Like, 5 years ago, where are those five pounders?
I don't have to catch a 10-pounder. It's fun to catch a 10-pounder, but I love to catch 4 or 5 pounders all day.
In every trip, we have a fish that is 8 pounds or a little bit better. So
the answer to Norman, yes.
Just go. Yeah.
Pick one and go. You know, the opportunity to go with Frank and his groups here down to Seniors Lodge.
I think he said March, April, May.
Yeah, he's got 3 different trips and go with the boys from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and stuff. What an opportunity to jump on that lodge. And it's a great lodge. And I love their boats at Seniors Lodge. Those pongas fish very, very well. You would look at that. That's not a bass boat.
Yeah.
I think they're better.
They're very stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very stable.
They're very fishable. And I know Cassman has a trip at the end of January.
Yes.
26th through 30th. So get a hold of Cassman if you want to go in January.
Yeah. And if you want to go to Picachos, it's Anglers Inn. And Anglers Inn, they do a great job. I've been dealing with them on this trip to Picachos. We're going with Steve at Dana Landing and Corey and a group of us are going.
I'm looking forward
They're a first class outfit. And they book, and you can do a combo trip. If you can't decide, go to both. Go to Picachos, go to El Salto.
I would only do that, though. I mean, this is me speaking. I would only do that if you wanted to go on a trip where you're going to, like Norman, which one? Like, if you just want to get a couple days at Picachos and then fish a few days at El Salto, then do it. But I love getting immersed for 4 days at a place.
Yeah.
Like, I love making that place my...
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
for sure.
Anyway.
All right. Hey, when we come back, Bart Hall's on the line. We're going to hear from Bart Hall about the Bart Hall shows and, of course, your phone calls and your texts. Coming up here, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online online at norsklithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Hi, I'm Dave Brown from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Okuma is proud to, once again, be a sponsor of the Hall Family Shows. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and see why Okuma is one of the world's leaders in fishing tackle. Check us out at OkumaFishingUSA.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norsklithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete and myself in the world headquarters at Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the landings and
beautiful day here.
Oh
in
man,
Southern
I saw
California.
a couple multi-day trips in here unloading and kind of cool to be.
Is it really almost Christmas?
It's crazy. 70 plus degrees today.
Yeah, man. Hey, look who's on the line, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, man. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete and Corey. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great.
Very good.
Bart.
I love the show today, and I actually was going to call in to because you were talking about fishing with a spinning reel. I was going to tell you a story about the reel that Jack Milton gave me and a trip on the Liberty. But as I'm sitting here listening to you, I realize the wonderful thing about this is the diversity that you had, the two of you have. It reminds me of our shows, you know. We all just talk about one kind of fish, and we talk about everything. And it's so wonderful to sit here and listen to you guys cover everything. You literally, even when you were talking about the bait, Pete was mentioning fly fishing, and you know, you guys, it's really fun. I want to thank you for it.
The only thing we haven't mentioned is like Alaskan style kingfisher or Queen Charlotte, or
we haven't had any.
Or the shooting sports.
Yeah. And that's one of the cool things about the Bart Hall Show is that you can see all this now at the Bart Hall Show coming up in Long Beach and Del Mar, right?
Yeah, I'm very passionate about that concept, Pete. I want to promote sport fishing and all of its aspects. I don't want to just do big boats and big tackle. We'll do that too. You know, I'll be at the Dave Hansen seminars this year, you know, with my helmet on. But, you know, it's just, I really am passionate about getting people involved in fishing. And, you know, and one of the things we're doing this year that Pat McDonald started, his idea, we're having a 2-hour symposium on Saturday of women in fishing, women who fish and women who are in the industry. I think that's going to be really interesting and a lot of fun. stuff like that. I mean, that's what I believe. You know, we have a Mammoth Lake stage where we're going to talk about, you know, everything up Mammoth Lakes and Eastern Sierra. And, you know, and the active stage where we get a little more into the private boater and big tackle. But it's a lot of fun.
You have bass guys there too, right?
Well, I think we saw more bass boats at that show than any show in the Western United States. We have a really good bass lineup, helped a lot by some of our friends at Angler's Marine, but we believe in giving seminars are the key to what we do. And we're going to do, you know, hundreds of seminars in 4 days, and we want them to be the best, and I think we have the best in every category. We have some great bass fishermen. Our fly fishing section is over the top. Pete, you're going to love it this year.
Yeah, that fly fishing section. I mean, the guys are coming out in force for that fly fishing exhibit. And one of the other big things that's going to happen at the Bart Hall show in Long Beach here in January is Nick Kelly from West Coast Marina is going to unveil the brand new 24-foot Parker, the 2401, I believe it is. It's fresh on the market and a total redesign for Parker, and it's supposed to be a fabulous boat.
Well, yeah, and we want to thank him also because he's been working with the CCA to the Star Fishing Tournament that they're announcing this year. He's helped them get a Parker boat to give away to the winner.
Yeah, while you bring that up, next Saturday, Wayne Cotto from CCA is really going to be fresh off the Royal Polaris. He's hosting our Let's Talk Hookup trip right now on the Royal Polaris. And he's going to be fresh off that trip, and he'll be talking about that Star Tournament, which is be giving away an 1801 Parker with a 150 Yamaha outboard on it. So how about that?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And it's a really this Star Tournament is a really big deal in the Gulf States, where CCA has been for a long time. And I was encouraging them to start it earlier, but they wanted to wait for everything to be in place. And Chris Wheaton is in charge of it, and it's going to be a really great tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's hard to believe we're almost halfway through December. So we're close to 5 weeks, 6 weeks away from the Bart Hall shows. Give us the dates and where we can find it, Bart.
Well, the Long Beach show, which has typically been in March for 50 years, we've changed the dates and we're in January. And we're January 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. And we think it's going to be really good. If you look at them, most of the shows like Long Beach around the country, most of them are in January and February. And then, of course, the Del Mar show, which is, you know, San Diego's biggest fishing show and biggest boat show, is going to be February 15th through the 18th. And, of course, we'll have the boat show back in at Pomona on March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. But that's just strictly boats and marine electronics.
Gotcha. All right, Bart. Well, great to hear from you, and thank you for joining us. We're very excited about the upcoming season for the Bart Hall shows. Appreciate it.
And thanks for a great show, guys. I really enjoyed it today. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate it. All right. Corey, let's jump back into it.
I know. Nothing but good times going on here, right? How about Tom? Tom in University City. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Really enjoying the show. Question's about knots. Yeah, so I tied the San Diego knot. It's been super reliable for me. But I have been hearing on the show recently and after the knot contest that down at Fisherman's Landing at Tackle Days that having a knot with two loops through the hook is better. But the double San Diego is kind of huge. So I was just going to ask, when would you tie a knot with two loops? And if so, which one do you like that's not too big?
I learned the trilene knot on the Royal Star, and Tim Ekstrom touts the trilene knot, which is a double loop through, very low profile, and it's very, very strong. The thing is, you have to tie it right, so you have to test it and pull on it, because it's very easy to cross over the two going through.
To where one cuts the other.
Cuts the other and breaks you off. So the trilene knot is the knot you need to learn if you want to do that. It's absolutely way better, lower profile than the San Diego knot, the double San Diego jam knot, which I tie this the San Diego jam knot, single San Diego, all the time. But if you want to double up, definitely the trilene knot is the knot. You can learn it on the web. Just practice it and understand that you don't want to cross those two crosses underneath. Corey, you have any input on that?
If you're tying on a smaller eye, it probably isn't too productive. But if you're tying on a surface iron or yo-yo iron, yeah, or some with a bigger, loop and eye, the double San Diego I've done before, and yeah, it's super friendly.
But if you're fishing live bait, I'm saying you want a little stealthy
yeah,
approach. That trilene knot is definitely a go-to.
Would be the way.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a text?
I do, and I've actually had several on your Pete that wanted to know about your Ziwaneo trip.
Oh.
But this one in particular, it comes from, it comes from Cliff in Blossom Valley. He says, Pete, please tell us about your Ziwaneo trip. And it says, I haven't been in over 30 years. There will be a new nonstop from San Diego. Did you fly out of San Diego? And there it is, Cliff from Blossom Valley.
Yeah, the new nonstop starts December 23rd, only on Saturdays on Alaska Airlines. Certainly hope they expand that. I hope, and I don't hope that they expand that.
Right.
But Ziwaneo is a wonderful destination. Yeah, I spent the last week, 6 days in Ziwaneo. I go every year with my friends. We surf. A couple of my other buddies snorkel and dive.
I bet you it's killer snorkeling.
And we eat and drink, and that's what we do. We just enjoy the people. We enjoy the lifestyle. It was 85 in the water. It was hot this time of the year. For this time of the year, normally it's in the mid 80s, 85 water, 85 air. This time it was like low 90s, so it was hotter than normal this time of the year.
Warm water, and
everything was super green this year because they just had that big hurricane down in Acapulco, so everything was much greener this time of the year. But Ziwaneo is a wonderful destination, and unfortunately is becoming more popular, and so more flights. We flew out of LA on Alaska. Great flight. It's just you have to deal with LAX. But LAX yesterday when we flew in last night was a piece of cake. It was quiet as I've ever seen LAX.
Really?
For sure, yeah.
You think because of Saturday, maybe?
Maybe, or maybe because it's kind of between, just before the holiday,
people are traveling next week or something.
We stay up north in a private house in an area north of there near a little town called La Union, and you can rent some Airbnbs and stuff like that. And we fish a spot called the Ranch, which nobody used to know about it. Now everybody knows about it, so I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful spot. And there's a great little palapa restaurant on the beach run by a grandma Julia and her grandkids that has the best chili rellenos in the world, along with the other food you can, huevos mexicana, everything. And so we really enjoy a little surf, a little time in the water, and then having a couple of cervezas and a brunch or lunch, early lunch on the beach there with them, and pay a couple of beers and a giant meal with handmade tortillas is going to set you back about $8 or $10.
That's where I want to be.
Yeah, for sure. I have, and there were Sierra jumping everywhere.
Really?
Absolutely. Sierra all over the place. I surf a stand-up paddleboard, and you see them. They're jumping all over. Boiling jacks all over the place in the surf line and stuff like that. But just a beautiful place. The last night, we always go in to town and stay in a local hotel. And cheap. I mean, you can get a local hotel there that's a super clean, super nice, quiet in Ziwaneo. Not Ixtapa, but Ziwaneo. And for $100 a night for a nice hotel.
Totally reasonable.
Right there in town. And there's some unbelievable dining places on the cliffs of Ziwaneo with spectacular sunset views and fantastic food. Or you can eat in town, and there's a lot of local restaurants and stuff like that. Ixtapa is right next door. It's about 5 miles away in over the hill and in a different cove. And it's more the high rises with all inclusives on the beach. And they have a nice harbor there where you can go sport fishing out of there.
You can
also go sport fishing out of. My style is more the old Mexico style in Ziwaneo. It's only about 100,000 people in that area, a couple hundred thousand. It's a small city of but you can get pretty much everything. So yeah, you can also, there is a nonstop out of Tijuana on Valeris that leaves at 2 a.m., which is not my style, but
crazy hour.
But yeah, Zihuatanejo is still old Mexico, still inexpensive, and a really cool place.
Man, that sounds like fun.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
And I go every year, and this was my annual deal with my good buddies, Mark and John and Larry, and we used to have a good buddy, Rich, that went with us who passed away, and
yeah.
So we always tip a glass to him every year.
Oh, that's cool,
yeah.
Man. Just a good old boys
yeah.
trip.
Hey, I have a great text here that says, this is Steve from Escondido. I'm talking about sacking up halibut. I like to keep mine on ice overnight and clean them. I think a lot of slime comes out. What's your thought on that?
Well, you're right on target, but not the slime in, really.
Yes.
You know, it's... Yeah, just keeping them on ice. Same thing
with
tuna.
Fish, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They firm up. They become like a brick of butter instead of trying to cut through Jell-O, right?
I think that's the key, is the firming up. Because if you try and slice a halibut right away when it's fresh, it's hard to slice.
Halibut can be difficult, but they're super. If you understand their anatomy, it's super easy.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey,
but any fish kept on ice overnight or even a couple of nights.
Yeah.
It's going to be way better. The meat's going to settle down. The muscle's going to relax.
Pete, if you try to imagine that a tuna, 30-pound tuna, being a thing of Jell-O, right?
Yeah.
You can't cut straight lines. You can't, like, it's so difficult to make that cut.
Yeah.
But if you leave it on ice overnight, you know, make sure everything's iced up. Yeah, you can sometimes leave them on ice for a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, there's no problem. But imagine cutting a cube of butter. Like, nice, clean cuts. You can do everything you want very clean. There's not a bunch of... it's just easier.
Yeah.
End of the story.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's try and sneak in another call, Corey.
We need to, man. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Appreciate you joining us, Hills.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Appreciate it. Japanese bass fishermen, they invented the Lucky Craft, which I use a lot, and so I really appreciate them inventing that for the bass fishing. But,
is that what you caught that giant sea bass on?
Yes, I did. And little thing I do is I put owner replacement single hooks on that lure because I only need one hook to get them. And, you know, the treble hooks are not real strong. So that's something I do, you know, maybe not for everybody. But, yeah, and then, you know, I wanted to mention back in the albacore days on the slide, the Channel Islands Chovy on a lead head upped my bag so good. And then so that leads to my other question. How far north does Corey drop the MC swim baits? Because they're not necessarily easy to find up in Ventura. He doesn't go to Eric's anymore. And I don't like the other baits.
Yeah, he wants MC. Cool. Come on, Corey. Where can we get them?
Well, so the number one, the Channel Anchovy, Barry made very popular with the fish trap, and they work. I mean, that's really, like, if you're albacore tuna fishing and you want to extend your live bait life, well, bring a handful of lead-headed swim baits. You know, you'll extend everything out. But and they work well. They do. I mean, when we get albacore back, it's going to, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You think you're busy now?
I sell baits all the way to Northern California, but in your area, Hills, the closest would be Hook, Line, and Sinker in Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
That's not
close.
Far for you.
No.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a distance from it, really.
Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And we're going to be right back, and let's talk cookout. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth and the Bill Varney 2024 calendar when we return on Let's Talk Cookout app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, let's flip the coin. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. The coin flip goes to a texter today, Pete.
So all right, a texter.
Ted in San Diego is our texter today, our winner, and winning that full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth, plus the 2024 Bill Varney calendar.
Bill Varney calendar.
Yeah, they're available now.
Congratulations, Ted. And thank you for all, I mean, tons of texts, tons of phone calls, and tons of positive people saying how much they enjoy just a freelance show like this. And it just happened. Our guest that was supposed to be here bailed last minute, so we said, oh, what the heck? Let's just do it. People really like these, so let's do a freelance show.
Why not?
Corey, you're such a wealth of knowledge, and it's so much fun having you, and also nice to give Ricky a day off so he can take care of the kids and get some sleep, maybe.
Yeah, right. Well deserved.
Just a super show. So thank you very much. And
lots of fun.
And thanks to all the callers and the texters out there. And thanks to Christian for manning those phones this weekend. We sure appreciate all he does for Let's Talk Hookup and all our support staff out there, including the amazing Adam, who does our Let's Talk Hookup app, and the fantastic podcast and everything that we do. Hey, we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Wayne Cota from CCA California. And then Sunday, Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, and Let's Talk Hookup.